Good morning. For those reading the devotion, you may think that I misspelled the word morning, as in the sun rising. It was intentional that I used the specific word morning. According to the Beatitudes that we'll be looking at today, it is found in Matthew 5:4. Blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted. It seems that it communicates to us that if you are mourning, the next thing that you'll be experiencing is comfort. If we'll just pause for a moment and understand what the scripture is saying, it doesn't say that what has caused our mourning is about to go away. Sometimes the thing that brings our heart to a place of breaking doesn't ever on this earth go away. I must confess that sometimes the comfort comes in spite of this thing or event that has caused so much pain and grief. I believe it is beneficial first to spend some time and rethink what we have often heard preached, which gives us a pseudo hope that honestly may lead to a greater level of frustration. When it comes to mourning, most of the time, I believe we want to expedite to comfort. None of us find mourning something that is conducive to who we see ourselves as. I guess our aim is to get from mourning to comfort as quickly as possible. But if you're wanting to get to a place that is unrealistic, you may, as many have found it, to be near impossible to get there. To explain, in the translation of the Bible from the earliest languages, some of the writers have chosen to translate some words and to transliterate other words. So sometimes there is something lost from that language being translated from. If you would keep in mind the word comfort, which means to fortify from within, it may help you understand what the scripture is actually saying when we think of comfort. I think of a big down comforter, comfy recliner, house slippers perfectly fitted for my feet. But when I dive into the word comfort, all these images disappear. And I find in places where I was weak, these difficulties have now made me strong. In places where I was a 2x4 structure, because of these difficulties, now I am an I-beam girder building. You see, the promise that God is giving you is that this mourning that you're experiencing, it isn't meant to break you down. It is allowed to come into your life to reconstruct you for a greater and grander purpose. Your loss is real, and your pain is almost tangible. But you will come out of this house of suffering more than you were when you went into it. Your broken heart is teaching you how to give mercy to others, how to become slow in judgment, how to extend grace. Could it be seen this way, in a completely reverse crazy idea, that you will become the comfort in people's lives because of the suffering and the mourning that's been a part of your life? You will become a greater instrument in the kingdom of God and declaring how good our God is in the midst of your scars and brokenness. Because it is in your brokenness that you reflect our Lord Jesus Christ as he's being crucified. So don't disdain your mourning. Realize that your tears are being not wasted. God is making you the fortification so that others may find strength in you because of your mourning. As a shepherd and a leader, you all can testify that God has allowed your brokenness, failures, and disappointments, and the things that caused us to mourn. God has used those things as a language that communicates to those who need our strength in time of trouble in order that his kingdom may advance. So, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be the strength for others.